Good to be with you again.
很高兴又跟你们在一起。
And I'm blessed to have my dear wife Lisa with me this afternoon.
我太太今天也跟我在一起。
You can wave. They might not know who you are. Okay. We thought maybe one of our daughters would be joining us, but they had other plans this afternoon.
我本来以为我们的有一个女儿也会来，可是她今天有其他的计划。
During this Christmas season, there are many Christmas concerts, and we were just all together at a nearby church, Colonial Church, for a big Christmas concert.
在这个圣诞的季节，很多教会都有他们的音乐会。我们刚刚也在这个 Colonial Church 的音乐会里面。
Where my daughter was singing.
我女儿在那边唱诗。
And so we've come from there to be with you, and we're blessed to be here.
我们很高兴能够从那边来跟你们一起在这里聚会。
And after this, we'll go to the airport, and I need to get on a flight.To Dallas, and so this has been a full day.
结束以后我会去飞机场去 Dallas, 所以今天这一天都很忙。
Let's have a word of prayer and ask the Lord to bless the preaching of His word.
我们一起祷告，请求神祝福这个讲道。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们为你的话语感谢你。
And Lord, we pray simply and yet boldly that you would illuminate your word.
我们很简单的也大胆的求你能够把你的光照在这些字上。
Help us to understand the truth of your word.
帮助我们认识了解这些字的意义。
And give us insight as to how to apply that in our own lives and experience.
让我们知道怎么样把这些话语应用在我们日常生活的经验上面。
We pray this in the name of our living Lord and Savior.
我们靠我们有生救主的名
Jesus Christ, Amen.
耶稣基督 Amen. Amen.
Well, happy holidays.
大家圣诞快乐
You've heard that a lot over the past several weeks, I'm guessing.
我想大概过去这两个礼拜当中你们听到很久很多
So have I.
我也听了很多
And I actually like it.
我很喜欢
Now, I know for many retailers, it's kind of a form of political correctness.
我并不赞成这些卖东西的他们讲话要在政治上面合伙。
But for me, it kind of points to a triad of holidays that we have at this time of year.
对我来讲，这好像在这个季节里面有三个不同的庆祝。
Beginning with Thanksgiving.
我们有感恩节。
Where we have the opportunity to look back on the past year and express our gratitude to God for all the ways that He has blessed us.
我们可以回顾过去这一年，然后把我们感谢的心献给神。
And then the season culminates with the celebration of New Year's.
在这个圣诞的季节结束的时候。
That could be American New Year's or could be Chinese New Year's.
也许是美国新年，也许是中国新年。
I like the Chinese version because the food is really good.
我喜欢中国新年，因为食物很好。
But that's an opportunity for us then to look forward with expectation to what the Lord is going to do in the coming year.
这也是给我们一个机会，让我们往前看。期待神在未来的一年当中的计划是什么
But right at the center of this season of holidays, we celebrate Christmas.
就在这个假期的中心，我们是庆祝圣诞
Which quite literally means the worship or celebration of Jesus Christ.
这也就是我们庆祝基督，耶稣基督。
And today, as we anticipate the coming of Christmas,
我们在期待圣诞的来临的时候
we want to focus on Jesus, and in particular, the truth that He is Emmanuel, God with us.
我们要集中在耶稣的身上，特别是他名字的真理，是神与人同在。
This expression first appears in the verse that we chose as the memory verse.
这一个词就是我们今天的经句背诵里面的
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14.
以赛亚7章14节.
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子。
And in the New Testament, in Matthew's account of the Christmas story,
在马太福音有关圣诞的记载,
this passage from Isaiah is specifically applied to Jesus Christ.
把这个以赛亚刚刚这个经节完全应用在耶稣的身上.
And again we read, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
所以看啊，童女必怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，也就是神与人同在。
Now, dear friends, these references to Jesus as Emmanuel are more than references to the babe in the manger.
当我们用这个以马内利形容这个耶稣的时候，不仅仅是形容一个在马槽里的婴孩。The
babe in the manger who came to save us.
在马槽里的婴孩是来救我们的。These
references also speak of the living Jesus Christ who is with us today.
这也形容今天
In the midst of the predicaments and complexities of our lives,
也就是我们生命中一些复杂的困境,
even when, as we heard during the time of prayer,
就刚刚我们在祷告的时候我们也听到了,
we may experience an unexpected accident.
我们有的时候会经历到想象不到的灾祸。
And this is exactly what we want to see today as we continue our study of the book of Daniel.
这也就是我们继续研究学这个但以理这本书今天所要讲的。
We're going to see this truth of Emmanuel, God with us, in the very familiar story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace.
所以我们要在这个一个
Now, chapter 3 opens with this verse, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold.
在第三章开始, 这里说尼布加尼撒王造了一个金像。
This was an impressive construction. It was some 60 cubits or 90, maybe even 100 feet high.
可能有100尺那么高.
And it was made out of pure gold.
是用纯金造的.
Imagine also about 6 cubits or 3 meters wide.
可以有300米的这个宽.
And it was set up in the desert in the plain of Dura.
所以在那个平原里面叫做杜拉平原.
And so there in the middle of the desert is this magnificent statue made out of gold about 8 stories high.
所以这么一个大的8层楼那么高的一个金像在沙漠里面.
Now the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Old Testament.
所以用希腊文所翻译出来的希伯来文圣经，旧约圣经。
The Septuagint says that this image was constructed in the 18th year of the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar.
所以这个圣经里面说，这个金像是在尼布加尼撒作王18年的时候造的。
Now, if that's true, that means this is 16 years after the events of Daniel chapter 2.
假如这是事实的话，这个发生在但以理第二章后面16年以后。
Not only that, But it would be the year of about 586 BC.
那么大概就是在公元前586年。
And this was the exact year in which King Nebuchadnezzar finally destroyed the city of Jerusalem.
也就是在这一年，尼布加尼撒王最后把耶路撒冷毁灭。
And thereby presumably defeated and discredited the God of Israel.
也可能借了这个，他就让以色列的神失去了荣誉。
Now we don't know exactly what this statue of gold depicted.
我们不知道就像神想象中所形容的这个神是什么样子。
But I'm going to suggest that it's the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream in Daniel chapter 2.
我想可能就是但以理在第二章他做梦所看到的那一个像。
But now it's made entirely of gold.
现在这个像是完完全是用金造的。
So it seems that Nebuchadnezzar was trying to make this declaration that his kingdom would be an everlasting kingdom.
所以这个意思可能是尼布加尼撒用这个像来象征他的王朝永远不会毁灭。
And that he would continue to prosper.
他就肯一直都会能够发达。
Now the occasion for this story in Daniel chapter 3 is the dedication of the image.
那么在第三章这里的但以理所记载的就是庆祝这个金像。
And Nebuchadnezzar commands all of his governmental and legal and political figures to come to the dedication.
他叫他国里面所有的政治的、宗教的、法律上的领袖们都一起来开这个定开光之礼。
All the officials from his empire, regardless of their nationality and language, were all summoned to come.
在他帝国里面所有的官长们，不管什么国家的，都招来了。
And we won't read the verses again, but as we just read, when they heard all this different kind of music, they were to bow down and to worship this image.
刚刚我们也念过了，当他们听到所有的音乐的时候，他们都要跪拜。
This is more than simply worship of an idol.
这里不仅仅是拜一个偶像。
It seems that they were all being asked to agree that yes, Nebuchadnezzar, your kingdom will prosper forever.
意思好像是说他们要每一个人都同意尼布加尼撒王他会永远统治。
And they all responded.
他们都这样同样的反应了。
You've seen, I'm sure, pictures of Muslims in prayer.
你们可以看到过回教徒祷告时候的状况。
Maybe Uyghur Muslims or Hui Muslims in China.
或者是也许中国的回族。
And you see how they all bow down.
他们怎么样俯伏。
Now imagine that here. The music starts. Everyone bows down to the image.
你就想象一下，当音乐一开始，所有的人都俯伏敬拜。
Except for three young men.
只有三个年轻人。
Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
这就是撒大拉、米舍跟尼伯、亚伯尼哥。
Those are their Jewish names.
这是他们犹太人的名字。
We know them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
所以这个撒大拉、米舍、亚伯尼哥是他现在的名字。
And when everyone bows down, they remain standing.
所以人家都俯伏敬拜的时候，他们站着。
And this is the background now that leads them into the predicament that they're about to face.
这里也就是形容他们将要遇到的困境。
Because now in verse 8, some of the Chaldeans come and they bring a charge against these three men.
所以有一些加勒底人来，他要控告他们。
And they say to the king, well, you made this decree.
所以神啊，王啊，你定了这个法则。
And whoever doesn't bow down is going to be cast into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire.
凡是不俯伏敬拜的，要升到这个烈火窑里面。
But then they say, there are certain Jews, verse 12, whom you have appointed over the administration of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, have disregarded you.
所以在12节, 他说, 现在有几个犹大人, 就是王所派管理巴比伦省事务的, 撒达拉, 米色, 亚伯尼哥。
And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are now suddenly thrust into this predicament.
所以他们这三个人就在这个时候遇到了这种困境。
They, for years, faithfully and loyally served King Nebuchadnezzar.
在好几年当中，他们都很诚实的、很忠心的侍奉尼布加尼撒王。
But also, they loyally and faithfully served the living God.
他们也同样的、很信实的、诚实的侍奉他们的神。
And now their worship of God is being portrayed as disloyalty to the king.
因为他们对神的忠实，变成了他们现在对王的不忠实。
For years they had been loyal to both, but now this predicament, this conflict of interests is thrust upon them.
好多年来这两个都是同时存在的，可是现在这个中间有了冲突。
Look at verses 13 to 15.
我们看13节15节。
Then Nebuchadnezzar, I think he needed anger management classes.
我想尼布加尼撒王要学习怎么样控制他的愤怒。
Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and anger, gave orders to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then these men were brought before the king.
当时尼布加尼撒匆匆大怒，吩咐人把撒达拉、米色、亚伯尼哥带过来。
And Nebuchadnezzar responded and said to them, Is it true that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up?
所以尼布加尼撒王就问他们说，你们不侍奉我的神，也不敬拜我所立的金像，是真的吗？
He says, Now if you are ready at the moment you hear the music to fall down and worship the image I have made, very well. But if you do not worship, you will immediately be cast into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire.
他说，假如你们现在听见音乐，就开始敬拜，那么你们就脱离我的手呢？他说，假如你们不要这样做，我就把你们扔到烈火里面。
Nebuchadnezzar gives them one more chance.
尼布加尼撒王给他们再一个机会。
Thinking in his mind that the choice is obvious.
在他的心里面，对他们来说，这个选择应该是很明显的。
And he says to them at the end of verse 15, And what God is there who can deliver you out of my hands?
所以在第15节最后他说，有何神？ 能救你们脱离我手呢？
Remember, he had just conquered and destroyed the city of Jerusalem.
这个时候他已经征服了，也毁坏了耶路撒冷。
Dear friends, before we move on, I want to ask you this afternoon what predicament you're currently facing in life.
所以在我们今天结束以前，我想你们今天思想一下。 你们现在有什么困境呢?
During this holiday season.
在这个假期的时候,
Some of us may find ourselves in similar predicaments.
也许我们有人遇到相同的困境。
Having our faith in God misunderstood or misrepresented by the world.
我们对神的信心可能被世人误解。
Some of us may even be facing some kind of legal or governmental predicament.
有的人也许会遇到一些法律上跟国家方面的控告。
Others may be in a very different situation.
有的人也可不同的。
Maybe it's a predicament caused by the failure of your hopes and dreams.
也许你的所希望的事没有呈现。
Maybe your predicament is one that has to do with an accident or health.
也许你所遇到的困境跟健康有关系，跟这个意外有关系。
Maybe it's related to finances.
也许跟金钱有关系。
Maybe you're facing difficulties at school or at work. Maybe it's a predicament that's been caused by a significant change in your life. A change that perhaps is full of uncertainty. Whatever your predicament is, I want you to think about that as we continue reading on here in Daniel chapter
3.
And as you're doing that, let's look at the response of these three young men to King Nebuchadnezzar. This king, remember, who is the leader of the greatest empire that the world knew at this time. How do they respond to the king, and what can we learn from their response?
他们对这个王怎么样回答, 我们怎么可以从他们身上学习到什么功课?
Well, let's consider their response in verses 16 to 18.
我们看一下他们在16节跟18节的回答。
Notice first in verse 16 what they say.
看一看16节他们怎么说。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter.
16节, 撒德拉米舍亚伯尼哥对王说, 尼布加尼撒啊, 这件事我们不必回答你。
Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to give you an answer.
尼布加尼撒并不是真希望一个回答。
In other words, they're saying this isn't our problem.
所以他们说, 这不是我的问题。
For this, we have Emmanuel, God with us.
为了这件事情, 我们有以马内利, 就是神与我们同在。
And look at verse 17.
我看第17节。
If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O King.
第17节, 即便如此, 我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来, 主啊, 王啊, 他也必救我们脱离你的手。
In their mind, there was no question whatsoever.
这不管没有人, 这是完全没有问题的。
Our God is able, if He so chooses, to deliver us.
假如我们的神愿意, 他必定能救我们脱离。
For this, we have Emmanuel, God with us.
也就是因为这个, 我们有以马内利, 神与我们同在。
Finally, in verse 18,
最后第18节,
we read this, but even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up.
即后不然, 王啊, 你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神, 也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Notice the two words there.
这里有两个字,
even if God doesn't deliver us,
就是神不救我们,
we read we're not going to serve your gods,
我们不侍奉你的神,
and we're not going to worship the image.
我们也不敬拜你的真相。
For this predicament,
为了这一个困境,
we have Emmanuel, God with us.
我们有以马内利, 神与我们同在。
Now notice, they don't make any conditions with God like we're often prone to do.
你看, 他们不像我们, 没有跟神要求什么条件。
They don't say, God, if you just get me out of this one, I promise I'll become a missionary and go to Africa.
也是我们常常说神, 你假如救了我, 我就到非洲去做传道士。
You know, God, if you get me out of this, I promise I'll go to church every Sunday. I'll put money in the offering basket.
所以假如神你答应了我, 我就每一个礼拜都去崇拜, 我也奉献。
They don't make any conditions with God.
他们这里没有任何的条件。
Instead, they affirm their trust in Him. In His presence.
他神的存在,
in God's power.
神的力量,
and in God's provision. And dear friends,
所以朋友们,
we can do the same in our situations and our predicaments. It's precisely into these complex situations in life.
也就是因为了这一些生活中所复杂的情形,
that we can say, for this we have Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us.
我们也可以说, 就是为了这个, 我们有耶稣, 我们有 Emmanuel, 神与我们同在。
Whatever it is that you're dealing with right now,
不管你现在所遇到什么困难,
whatever challenges you're facing,
不管你遇到什么样的挑战,
would you this week look those challenges in the face and say, for this we have Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us.
所以今天这个礼拜, 你就对你所遇到的困难你说, 为了这个, 我有耶稣, 我有以马内利。
As we read on, we're going to see three wonderful promises that come about as a result of their trust in God.
我们继续看的话, 我们就看到因为他们信靠神, 有个三个很宝贵的应许。
Nebuchadnezzar, like I said, he needs anger management classes.
我讲过, 尼布加利沙王需要学习怎么样控制他的脾气。
Because now he loses it.
他现在是,
he's filled with wrath in verse 19 as his facial expression changes.
所以在19节他是怒气填胸他变了脸色。
And he says, heat the furnace more than seven times.
他说把这个火窑热到更加七倍。
And he commands his valiant warriors to take these three young men and to cast them bound into the furnace of fire.
他找了他的勇士们把这三个人捆起来,
and look at verse 22. For this reason, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace had been made extremely hot, the flame of the fire slew those men who had thrown Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego into the fire.
看22节, 因为王命紧急, 窑又甚热, 那台沙的拉米色亚伯尼哥的人, 都被火燃烧死。
It was so hot that the soldiers who got near were themselves consumed.
因为热到一个地步, 当那些军人们离靠近的时候, 就是都被烧死了。
But in verse 23, we read that Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego simply fell unharmed into the midst of the fire.
所以从第23节我们可以看到, 撒达拉米色亚班尼哥三个人, 他们被扔在火里面, 可是没有受到任何的伤害。
And it's here that we see these promises, these three promises of God.
在这里我们可以看到神的三个应许。
The first comes in verses 24 and 25.
第一个应许, 24节跟25节。
And it's simply this.
这就是,
that we can count on Christ's presence in the predicaments of life.
我们可以信任在困境中, 基督的同在。
Let's look at these verses again. Nebuchadnezzar, the king was astounded and he stood up in haste. And he said to his high officials, was it not three men we cast bound into the midst of the fire? And they replied to the king, certainly, O king.
他说,第24节,那尼伯加利沙王就说,那我们捆绑起来扔进去的不是三个人吗? 他们回答王说, 王啊是。
And he says, verse 25, look, I see four men loosed and walking about in the midst of the fire without harm, And the appearance of the fourth, listen, is like a son of the gods or a son of God.
25节, 王说, 看啊, 我将有四个人, 并没有捆绑, 在火中游行, 也没有受伤, 那第四个的相貌, 注意啊, 好像神子。
There's no question in my mind who the fourth man was.
在我心中毫无犹豫的这个第四个人是谁?
I believe this to be a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ.
所以我认为这个就是在道成肉身之前的耶稣。
Something that theologians refer to as a theophany or a Christophany.
So 这个神学家认为这个是神的形象, theophany.
And Nebuchadnezzar unwittingly testifies to this when he says, and the fourth has the appearance of a son of God.
所以尼布加利上见证说, 这第四个人看起来好像神子。
Friends, do you see the promise here for us?
你们朋友们有没有看到神的给我们的应许?
Jesus Christ is always with us as He promised.
耶稣基督永远与我们同在，就像他所应许的。
But sometimes it takes the heat of a fiery furnace before we recognize that Jesus is there.
可能有的时候一直要等到有这个烈火摇的大火，我们才能够体验到。
Sometimes it's only in the midst of a trial that we finally realize that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us.
有的时候也要经过一个很大的灾难，我们才会感觉到耶稣以马内利与我们同在。
This is our first promise.
这是第一个应许。
We can count on Christ's presence in the predicaments of life.
我们可以在生命的困难中依靠耶稣的同在。
But there's a second promise here.
那第二个应许。
Because Nebuchadnezzar now in the next two verses, 26 and 27, calls them to come out of the furnace.
在26节、27节这里尼布加尼撒
And notice what he says in verse 26, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego come out, you servants of the Most High God, and come here.
所以你看26节,尼布加尼撒就进烈火摇门说,至高神的仆人,撒达拉,米舍,亚伯尼哥出来,上这里来吧。
And they came out of the midst of the fire.
所以他们就从火里面出来。And
in verse 27, we read this, that in regard to these men, there was no, the fire had no effect on their bodies whatsoever.
所以从27节我们可以的,这个火无力伤他们的身体。
Their hair wasn't singed, their trousers weren't burned.
他们头发没有烧焦,衣服也没有烧。
They didn't even smell like they had been near.
他们更没有那个火燎的气味。
What's the promise for you and me in these verses?
在这些经节里面, 给我们什么样的应许?
It's simply this.
很简单的,
that we will experience also salvation and deliverance through Jesus Christ.
我们会借着主耶稣基督得到拯救。
Jesus doesn't always deliver us from predicaments.
基督不一定常常要把我们从困境里面拯救出来。
Sometimes He delivers us through those trials, through those predicaments.
有的时候耶稣让我们经过这一个困境，然后
Just like He did with our three friends in this story.
就好像耶稣对这我们这三个人这个故事里的这三个朋友们。
He didn't keep them from this fiery trial.
他们并没有让他们离开这个火窑,
but He delivered them through this trial.
但他让他们经过这个火窑。
And friends, you can count on Jesus too.
所以弟兄们,你也可以仰靠耶稣。
Whatever it is that you're facing right now,
不管你现在遇到什么样的困难,
realize
要想到,
that Jesus is your deliverer.
Jesus is your deliverer.
For this we have Jesus.
为了这个，我们要有耶稣。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
God with us.
神与我同在。
One final promise.
最后一个应许。
And simply put, the third promise is that we can trust Christ with everything.
也就是说，我们可以把所有的事情都交托给基督。
Nebuchadnezzar in verse 28 responds, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego."
二十八节，尼布加尼撒说：“撒达拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的神。”是应当称颂的。
Who sent his angel and delivered his servants who put their trust in him.
他差遣使者救护依靠他的仆人。
And then he says this, and yielded up their bodies so as not to serve or worship any god except their own.
舍去己身在他们神以外不侍奉敬拜别的神。
They yielded up their bodies.
他舍去己身。
Dear friends, we can trust Jesus Christ with everything.
我们可以把任何的事情都依靠在耶稣基督身上。
We can trust him with our bodies.
我们可以把我们的身体也用来依靠他。
We can trust him with our futures.
我们可以把我们的未来也放在他。
We can trust him with our hopes and our dreams.
我们把我们所有的欲望，我们所有的希望也依靠他。
We can even trust him with our failures and our regrets.
我们也把我们一切的失败也用来依靠他。
For this we have Jesus.
为了这个，我们有耶稣。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I love Nebuchadnezzar.
我很喜欢尼布加尼撒。
He's true to his character.
他实在是喜他的个性。
He says, "Now I make a decree."
然后现在我再下一个命令。
If anyone speaks harm against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
任何人假如毁谤啊撒达拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的神的。
I'm going to rip them limb from limb and turn their houses into rubbish heaps.
我必被凌迟，他的房屋必成粪堆。
He's still all for ripping somebody apart here.
他喜欢把人家都凌迟。
But he recognizes through the testimony of these three young men.
所以经过这个好的见证，大家都得到了解放释放。
That the living God.
我们的活活的神
indeed is the God who delivers.
就是拯救我们的神。
Friends, whatever you're facing,
朋友们，不管你所遇见的什么状况，
you can count on the presence of Jesus Christ.
你可以依靠主耶稣基督的同在。
Whatever you're facing, Jesus can deliver you from that.
凡是你所遇见的，耶稣都可以从那里面把你拯救。
Or through that.
或者经过这个来拯救你。
Whatever you're facing.
不管你遇到的什么。
You can trust that situation with Jesus Christ.
你可以把你所面对的环境交托在耶稣手上。
Because it's for this that we have Jesus.
就是因为这个我们有耶稣。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
God with us.
神与人同在。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.